I guess. Oh, shit. You deleted it. You never just open a new window. All right. Hey, this is Tony URL telling you guys to go to tinyurl.com/supportpfd and subscribe to the Pork Fried Dice Ko-fi. All right? They got bonus content like animated GIFs, webcomic, and even like a super secret extra podcast that you can listen to. So fucking do it or I'll kill you! Thank you!
You're listening to the show about recording a sick music video on an eye. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Yeah. Hey, any publicity is good publicity.
No such thing as bad publicity.
Are we set? Are we leveled?
I don't know. I've yawned 100 times in 60 seconds. Okay.
Yawn in 60 seconds.
Yes. God damn it. Yeah. That's so funny because like I was like, slowly, I was like, gone in 60 seconds. What could we do with this? It's right fucking there. Gone in 60 seconds.
It's about some Swedish guy.
Ion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a Czech guy.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to do that. How do I get out of this?
What are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to get back. Oh, no. I'm gone a
Abby,
million
you're
times.
Not roll 20.
Sorry,
click on him.
Oh, shoot. It's because my leg hurts. Just kidding.
Do you think you'll be able to play D&D with your Neuralink implant?
I do not know what you are talking about.
All right. Should I do that? Are you good?
Who knows? We're not going to have an intro for this one at all because we're just I have no idea. Wiki wacky hoodle doodles. Isn't that hilarious?
Oh my God.
Health insurance.
Let's start.
Beaver dam illegal removal.
Do you think there's health insurance in D&D? Because another thing that happened to me recently is that I realized that somehow, for some reason, all of my D&D characters end up having diabetes.
Oh, wait, Burbage has diabetes? I know you said
Roscoe
has diabetes.
So Burbage recently in a session, like, I just had him, like he got hurt and he was bleeding and I just had him decide to, like, lick the blood and I was like, oh, that's sweet. Taste that. Does not that sweet to you? And there's another character who said, yeah, you definitely have diabetes. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
First Roscoe and now Burbage.
Okay, well, representation. How many people have diabetes characters? I've never heard of a diabetes.
They didn't ask me if my D&D character had diabetes and during the census.
They should have. It's very important.
But also, isn't there just magical health care in D&D?
Yes, exactly.
Right,
and also extreme risk.
Yeah, I think the same thing about Star Trek, though. Like, if it was Star Trek, probably like nobody has diabetes anymore because they can just fix that.
Uh huh. Yeah. Exactly.
Probably. Maybe. Maybe everybody has it.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe they'll just be like, oh, shit, there's nothing we can do for you, but we can make a new clone of you. You know.
We can make a golem.
Maybe every time someone gets warped or whatever to beam.
His name is Worf.
Worfed. Wait, isn't that. There
just
is
picturing
a,
getting
there
warped.
Is
Who doesn't
a
want
verb?
To get warped?
Or is it? Would that be a verb to get warped? There isn't there something about that because it's like he is a big strong character, but it's always like the bad guy always kills him to show how strong the bad guy is or something. Isn't that a thing?
That's interesting. That must be like something.
I feel like
in
I heard
Star
about
Trek
that
criticism.
Yeah, like, I don't know enough about it.
That he's just there as like a...
Well, he's always like this big tough guy. Yeah. And to show up because he always gets like knocked out or attacked by the bad guy. I just heard that recently or some read it somewhere. I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds right. Which is funny because if it happens in every episode, then how strong is he?
Right.
How strong is he really? Everybody else there is super weak.
We should have an instance where some bad guy tries to do it and can't at all.
Yeah. He's like, finally, just puny. I am the tough guy.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
All right, little ones. Today, we're going to sing a song about our favorite big creature.
A dog?
No, bigger.
A bear?
Bigger.
An elephant?
Way bigger.
A whale?
Bigger!
That's right, kiddos. We're going to hear a story about when our heroes met the mind-bogglingly giant mystery monster in the sea.
Oh, amazing.
Giant mystery monster in the deep blue sea. You looked just like an isle to me. But when our cruise ship crashed on what we thought was Terra, we realized we were standing on your sclera. Giant mystery monster, oh giant mystery monster. You say you're the Dusk Queen and that you are a she, and you serve the King of Gullies End. Way over yonder, can you take us there swift? Bathwack asks old Dusk for a lift. Roscoe and Rafina thinks this all sounds great, while Will saves Rethorin to escape. Giant mystery monster, oh giant mystery monster. Your time is for the king, you sometimes need to blink, and you talk slowly. Hey, kids, did you know that the Dusk Queen can't stray too long from the deep water, and she can take us to the capital, but not all the way there? She also doesn't know what she is. That's strange. Bathwax said we could make a sick music video on this eye. Rafina's piano's name is Georgia. It'll take us about a day to get to the peninsula. And Reed Thorin is a brown noser. Just a big old brown noser. Before we embark across the Duquesne Bay, we raid the ship for some bootay. Alcohol and linens and a P&O, and Roscoe inflates the rutabago. Giant mystery monster, oh giant mystery monster. Are you 10 miles tall? Do you have pickleball? Cause Bathwack hopes so. Bathwack finds Reed trustworthy after watching Will get all blustery. Rafina parks her piano inside Will's tent, and Gnar and Reed want Will to get bent. I think Gnar and Reed want Will to get bent.
That's it.
That's awesome.
Yay!
That's so good.
That was adorable and very clear.
Who were those people at the start?
It was really fun to get them to be involved because they were like, I was like, guys, I have something where you could act. Because they, you know, they've all been, Conan isn't in drama club because he's not in middle school. And he sometimes he gets to join because his school ends before drama club ends, and Harvey brings him up. And they all have been, like, loving playing all the drama games and everything. So, he, like, being like, hey, guys, I have something to do that's acting. They were like, really? I sent you out of the house so you wouldn't hear it. I was like, you don't want to know.
Headphones.
Yeah, I was like, get out. Like, you have to go sit in the car or something. Because I was like, we're going to be screaming. So I knew that he would hear that.
I love that.
So cute.
It was perfect.
Thank you.
Yay. I wish I'd thought of it. Dang it.
I love baby beluga. Raffy is one of my favorite peoples.
Raffy.
How old is Raffy?
Is Emil.
Oh my god. So
I am a camel.
Yeah. Oh my god.
He's 75.
Oh my god. Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
Thanks, Raffy.
I grew up on Raffy. Yeah.
Don't sue us, please.
Hopefully not. giant mystery monster, not anything about a white whale.
What are you talking about?
There's no beavers. I'm just going to stop saying it's about beavers. Or nobody's going to understand anything.
All right, you guys. Remember D&D?
I guess so.
So, yeah, you're zooming across the...
Duquesne Bay.
Duquesne Bay.
Yeah.
You're just going to finish all my sentences. I might appreciate that tonight.
You're tired. Both tired, but yeah. I can do half.
Exactly.
If you do half a sentence, deal. I can do the other half. Great. Okay.
Oh, you guys are such a good team.
Thanks. Love.
Oh, I was gonna say hate. If you had not, if you said we're in, I would have said hate.
New York.
New York.
So yeah, the Dusk Queen.
Yeah.
You've hitched a ride. I realized, I think yesterday, that I had issued homework after we recorded,
I didn't do it. I forgot. You need to write a reminder.
I moved.
Teacher.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, what was the homework?
We were supposed to draw on the chalkboard.
I completely forgot that.
Dang.
Yeah,
it.
I really did forget. I mean, I'm so sorry.
KT made a whole song about it. I think that's like a nice creative approach to the assignment.
But it was my job anyway.
It also doesn't satisfy the.
Not at all.
The assignment at all.
It just says that she's a mystery.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Listeners, I asked...
It says she doesn't even know what she is. So.
I asked my friends to draw what the Dusk Queen looks like in full.
Damn, I wish I had remembered that.
Or what they imagined the Dusk Queen to look like, but yeah. Nobody did.
Oh, well, babe, I guess...
No, that's okay.
I wish you had said something.
No, there. I knew everybody was...
No, I wanted that. To
a big
do
island.
It.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. That's it.
We did. Big eyelid?
Yeah, because that's what we're... She's saying we're on it, so that's what it
is. Prominent, a prominent feature.
Okay. Yeah, it's like I'm picturing like the eyelid somehow going down into the water and forming its body, her body. Anyway.
What is what does the visible part look like, Pam?
It's like a big sandy... Well, he had originally said a circle... And then he said, but it was also the length of two football fields or like one and a half football fields.
Mm, yeah.
Or that maybe that's just the diameter.
The diameter.
And then there's a purple iris and it's a big giant eyeball and it's slippery. I know Mo said that it's slippy. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes slippy. she has to blink. There are some bushes. That's where I think you put the rutabago, near the scraggly bushes or something. Did you do that near the rutabaga?
I think that underneath all that is huge. It's huge. But then underwater, it just all comes down to just a regular lady body.
A tiny one or a big one?
Like a regular human-sized lady body.
Wow, that's a horrible...
Hot. Creepy.
That's hot, you said.
That should be your new therapist, Adam.
She can swim really fast. Wow.
I don't know. I only, something, big head.
I feel like I'm picturing a squid. Like it's swimming on this, because it has this eye looking up, and I feel like it's a squid, like with a big long head down here.
That's what I was going to say. I pictured it was a squid, but its camouflage is super advanced. And so beneath the surface, it... looks like New York City or the Yellow Submarine or
that's cute. It's a Yellow Submarine.
Whatever I say next.
or a third option.
Improv.
Yeah.
That's a nice ripcord.
Yeah.
I need to keep that in my back pocket.
Yeah.
Five things. The fourth one, and then whatever I say next.
Whatever I say next.
All right, there. Homework done.
Okay. You did it?
We did it verbally.
Oh.
I don't know if Abby said what she thought it was. Did you say?
She said eyelash.
Eyelid.
Oh, an eyelid.
Eyelash.
That's right. I didn't know if that was just a joke or...
Well, I do
Jesus.
Think it's...
Yeah, Abby, that must not have counted.
It was just the first. I thought
because Adams
joking.
Wasn't a joke.
All right.
There
touché.
Are certain people I expect to make jokes.
Touché.
And other people I are not funny at all. Like yep. Abby, she's just never funny. Wow, she great. Never makes a joke.
No. Well, I'm authentic. But also unfunny.
No, Abby, you're
boring.
So funny. Oh my god.
Boring.
Oh my god. Okay. So you're zipping along towards the Peninsulae.
Wait, how many knots per knot?
Do you know how fast a knot is?
Nope.
Then 10?
10 knots.
We're zipping along
knot.
Toward what did you say?
The peninsula. He said
the peninsula.
Peninsula. Oh, he just was saying annoying. It. He's saying it that way so we can keep interrupting and he never actually starts to DM. That's why he said it that way. Oh, see, I caught it.
And the bay was dammed up by beavers.
Yes. Probably. Probably the big badass beaver.
Nice. That's the god name.
Yeah. And the Dust Queen eats them.
Good.
Beavers are big.
I would be a great
they
DM.
They are big.
They get up to like 40 pounds.
40 pounds. Yeah, I told you they're big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what's everybody doing right now? Where is everybody? How are you enjoying your little
it?
Cruise? Midday?
Midday. What am I doing midday?
Tanning.
So we have the rutabago.
Do we have some lunch already?
I don't know.
What
this
are we
is a
eating?
Cruise,
eyeball?
Right?
Yeah, this still is a cruise. This is it. A cruise, Bathwack says. hello, where are the amenities? Like, this is a terrible cruise, he says to the dead ferret body on the island.
Pickleball.
Exactly.
I think all my fish tacos are bad.
Yes.
As he eats one?
3 months ago. Yeah.
I remember, I think I went into the tent, my own tent.
Mm-hmm.
There's a piano in
with
here
the
now.
The piano name
and
is Georgia.
We hear faint piano music coming out of it.
Plink, plink, plink.
It's
and
me
we'll play
destroying
the piano.
The piano. No, I can't play the piano. I don't know how to play the piano.
The autumn leaves.
What's Rafina doing?
All right, so it's midday. We're zipping along toward the peninsula. The piano's in Will's thing. And what's wrong with Adam?
Peninsula.
No, continue. What's Rafina doing given all of this information?
Well, I'm trying to put some context around it.
Right.
Not that you just heard this or anything. And
it just feels like stalling.
It is. I'm trying to I have to... I have to put it into my head. You
I
guys.
Always have
just
to do that.
Just saying it
Abby.
Doesn't put it into my head.
I always ask a million questions about like what things look like, so I know what I'm doing. Don't worry.
She's doing calisthenics.
Ooh, that's wishful thinking on Abby's part.
Aww. It really is. Mm-hmm. She's doing deep
lunges.
Knee bends.
Yeah.
She's got to keep up her strength here. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to get sick because there's no health insurance in D&D.
She forgets
no.
She's a healer.
What's Roscoe doing? It's midday.
Back. Oh,
I'm in the tent. Rafina's doing calisthenics.
Back to basics here. Back to basics for Roscoe. Okay. Roscoe is playing fetch with
Aww.
Oscar.
Nice.
Beth was swimming with Mo.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, if you recall, Mo is working on his swimming. He jumps off on the front of the eye and then tries to keep up and eventually gets back on.
Who wins,
Bathwack
or Mo?
Let's make it a challenge. Let's
do
it. Athletics check.
One of you's going to drown. Watch out.
Oh, is it a race and we're like pulling each other's legs and stuff and like holding each other's
beating
head
each other
under
up
the water.
In the water?
I mean, you could escalate if you'd like.
I don't know. I think Mo will kill me.
Stab!
Oh no! I
Like, no, this wasn't part of the game.
Oh, and does he look like Kick? What are we doing? Like, are we?
Oh, yeah. Who looks like what?
I guess I look like Valencio still because I'm trying to uphold that.
Okay.
Even though we were just talking about being a king to Reed, I'm Valencio. Gnar is there. He is just some guy.
Bethwek's not bothering to be Kick unless we're being surveilled.
Well, Gnar is there.
How would you know whether we're being surveilled or not?
Yeah.
Bethwek? I don't know.
All right, then I yell that out. Yay!
Hey! How do you know whether you're being surveilled or not?
I'm surveilling you!
Wait, but Gnar already... No, wait. Gnar has no idea who I am.
Gnar,
what's Gnar's deal? Gnar... I forget.
Gnar is just some loser.
Didn't Gnar die?
No, he's on the fucking island, of course.
Is he practicing his arias?
Oh, yeah. Gnar sang for the talent
show. Yes, he did.
It's a he Gnar won.
That's what was my joke.
Oh, you said that already?
I did, actually, in my recap.
Okay. So
I think that... Roscoe would suggest that Bethwek should probably be... stay as Kick, because, you know, we're insane.
I've already been out here. I played a few hours of pickleball. I've been swimming. Oh. You're like, gosh, you know, something looks different about you. Or I wish it did.
Hi. Thanks. Fresco forgot all about, like, who are you? Oh, you're not Kick.
All right.
So were Bethwek for a little while, or is that not canon?
When I get out of the water with Mo, then I'll put my mask back on if everyone thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah,
because we're in the ocean, and like one of the big things about being at sea is how people like see great distances via
I not see. Telescopes. I thought you were going to say piracy. One of the things about being at sea is piracy.
Sure, that's another big thing, sure, but like the, what do you call it, what did you say?
Spyglass.
Spyglass. Who knows what kind of people could be around here with a spyglass looking at us. If they see...
Maybe it was a mirage, though. Isn't it a mirage?
Sure, when you run into this place and you could tell them that.
But I'll say it like this. It was a mirage. And then they'll believe me.
All right.
Plan.
Cool.
All right. Okay, all right. Oscar.
All right.
Throw it again, and I'll go catch it. All right. Here you go. Oscar.
Oh, it's a stick. I was gonna say you don't like balls, but it must be a stick.
Must be.
Yeah, it's not balls.
All right. Good. You won't even let your dog have a ball. What an asshole.
All right, Will.
Oh.
You hear a, whatever the equivalent of a knock is on your tent flap.
Oh my god. All right, is there an annoying voice that follows? Like it's Shimi or something?
Oh yeah. We installed a knockable surface on the tent flap. No, actually, we wouldn't have done that. Something so mean to Will.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah, you should.
We would have made it impossible to knock
it's a
on.
Doorbell.
There's a doorbell. Dun, 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 dun. It goes on for 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
And depending on the season, there's a different like holiday song.
I'm like running around my tent like, how do I stop it? Is there a way for me to look out without them seeing me? No.
No.
At first he pretends he doesn't hear it, so he doesn't do anything.
Tent knock, tent knock, tent knock.
He goes over and he puts like one finger in the slit. Sounds dirty. And then just tick by like that. Like,
what? Make a little hole?
Yeah.
To look out? Like, it's Gnar.
I close it.
Why is Alex dying laughing? Is there something going on?
Because I put my finger in the slit. Is what I said. That's why he's laughing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, he didn't know he didn't laughing. Hear that.
I'm going to go look at the notes. They're clearly saying stuff in the notes.
We're playing a mini campaign in the notes.
Wow. Nice.
Good idea. Someone has to DM.
I had the hole there. Sure. I close it to big roll my eyes, like do a big eye roll, like, and then I open it a little more and I just give him a look like, what? But I don't say anything.
I think maybe we should talk.
What? Why? Who are you?
Wait, who is it?
It's Gnar.
It's Gnar.
It is Gnar. Okay.
Who am I?
Yes. We don't have a relationship. What do you want?
All right. Well, the, I know, he looks around. I know who you are.
What?
The weird ferret thing told me.
Excuse me? What are you talking about?
Your actual name is Will Pompeian, right?
Not that it's any of your business, but what if it were?
Well, I just... He told me, and he...
Oh, my God.
Thought that it would be... I think it was either a funny or a flirty reason why he wanted to tell me. Because I think you and I have a mutual acquaintance.
Why do we need to talk about this?
Well, I think that maybe... Well, no, I know why maybe you were treating me the way you were, and I understand. I just wanted to tell you that I had heard of you before.
Okay. Will, like, is lost for words. He's just standing with his hand in the tent. He really just wants to close the flap.
He still thinks about you.
Okay, listen. This is weird, and why are you even talking to me at all? No, thank you.
What?
I don't... Why are you talking to me? This is not...
I don't have, an ulterior motive. I just thought maybe you would want to know.
Eldritch Blast.
Exactly.
Is that Rafina?
Eldritch Blast.
That's what we call burpees in... Eldritch Blast! Eldritch Blast! I'm doing my calendar.
Eldritch burpees. I will say that I probably if Roscoe saw that Gnar was bugging Will in his tent, eventually Roscoe, I think, would probably intervene, because we got this tent for you, like, so that you wouldn't be bothered by people.
Aww. He's like, just what was the last thing you said? Something dumb.
Fuck you.
No, I don't mean you. I just mean the character.
Dumb. I mean, you're not wrong.
Okay. Why are you here in front of this tent? What
I just
do you...
told you.
But I don't understand.
I thought you would want to know.
Weren't you crying about all this a day ago?
Yes.
Well, why would you tell me this?
Well, because I care about him, and he cares about you. So I guess to honor my feelings for him,
I thought
I would honor his feelings for you.
I don't think you know anything about anything, is all I have to say. I don't think you know anything. What do you possibly know? And why are you... And he's looking around to see if anybody else is near.
In the distance, Roscoe's like, all right, Oscar, throw it long this way. And then he's running up to the stick that's been thrown
stick flying
to
at
your
us.
Feet. Yeah. Oi, oi. It's been a while since I played reverse fetch with Oscar. What's going on over here?
Oh, we're just
he's talking to me about things that he doesn't know anything about, and I don't know why he wants to talk about.
I mean, I don't have anything more to say. If you'd like me to leave, I certainly can.
What do you want? What does he want? What do people like this want? What do you want? Why are you?
I don't want anything.
No. Get avoid. Avoid.
Sure. Lemon.
Wait, what word did he offer?
Not lemon. Not lemon. The word I was thinking of. I think I was thinking of like a side.
Oh, starboard.
Okay. All right. Is he just messing with him?
Or that's is that more me than anything. All
right. Yeah.
hey, just, you know. Valencio here, he kind of appreciates his privacy, you know, and the tent thing. Sort of supposed to be kind of, there's an implied do not disturb sign.
Yeah, he's a prickly character, isn't he?
Sure. Almost as prickly as somebody who's like disturbing someone's rest on a cruise like this, you know?
I wasn't trying to disturb anyone's rest. I just... I'm not surprised he is the standoffish character he is, because I know firsthand what he's missing. Let me just put it that way. And he can tell you more if he wants.
Okay, what is happening over here?
Oh, what is he missing?
Oh, God!
What is he missing?
Now Cake is here.
Someone.
What's everybody
something?
Doing?
Oh, my God.
Kick is dripping wet, standing behind Nara.
Rafina cartwheels up.
I have a very important edit that I have to make before we continue, though. I don't think Roscoe called it reverse
he
fetch.
Just called it fetch.
I think he thinks that this
think
is
so
just
either.
How fetch? We play.
Yeah. I did want to correct you.
Yeah, amazing.
But I, yes, not reverse fetch.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Roscoe, fetch. And so he's thinking like, oh, there's got to be an easier way to play this.
Nothing. Nobody is talking about anything.
Nope.
Oh, Nar says nope.
Yeah.
Wow, nice.
Are we going to have a concert? Is that why we are all gathered here?
No, we're not going to have a concert, okay? We're just kidding.
There's a piano in the tent.
Ooh. I never been to a concert before.
Guys.
Mo, you were just at a talent show.
I know. I stand by what I say.
Well, Nar sang at least.
I'm trying to usher everyone away from
here. Oh, I see. Valencio needs some private time.
Why are you wandering over into the tent? Get back here.
Where's Shimi?
It's like, hugging cats.
Oh, I'm here. I'm just listening.
Oh, you're here too. Everybody's here. Well, why don't we all
Shimi's
just
been in the tent
about...
the whole time.
Oh my God.
He's laying on the lounge chair.
I didn't even notice.
Eating grapes.
Why don't we all just talk about my personal business? That's apparently what we love to do in this group.
No. Oh, is that what we're doing? We never get to do that.
We're not going to talk.
Always do that.
We're not going to talk about the guy that you saw above deck and that you like sort of like fell off into the ocean after kissing.
I look at Nar. Did he see that? He better not have. Doesn't know what he's talking about, right?
who? What was this? I didn't see that.
No, I said we're not going to talk about it.
Okay.
Read the room. Now, please, will you keep walking with me? You keep stopping while I'm trying. I'm putting my arm around you. I'm trying to walk you over here.
All right, we can walk. Should we walk and talk, or should we walk then talk?
Well, or you keep trying to do a walk then stop and talk thing, and I think I would like to sorkin it up here. Okay. All right, walk and talk. Walk and talk. We'll walk over to my rutabago.
All right.
You want to see inside there?
Sure. What do you got in there?
I got a mustard wall.
Oh, okay. Sure. I assumed. What else?
You could... I think I got like some...
Dog toys
in like cabinets.
Do you have a confusing hole in a ceiling that somehow has to do with a toilet? but it never is actually really clear what the function is.
And a radio station.
How did you know that?
I assumed that's a pretty common thing with travel conveyances.
Yeah, we do have a roof hole.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Anyway, all right, sorry to bother you, Valencio.
Are you talking about me? Like, why are you walking and talking? What is happening over there?
Do you want them to come back? Roscoe, I think he wants you to come back.
No, I don't. No.
Oh, what? Oh, hold on. No, let's go back.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, what? Do you want to keep hanging out with Nora?
No. I would like to know what
I think it's pronounced Gnar.
I laughed more than it deserved.
This guy is like a sappy piece of shit, what? Okay? He just... Oh, you're right there?
He brought him back with me.
Oh my God. He just pops out behind Roscoe's short. I don't even know. All right, this guy... No, just no. Why don't... What do you want?
Fine, I'll go away. You talk. Goodbye. I will meet you at your rutabago later,
Roscoe. I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm just trying to...
Gnar's okay. Gone.
Oh, my God. All right, that guy. You guys, can we throw him in the ocean? Leave him behind? Wouldn't that be great?
You need me to do something with him?
No, Mo. I'm just frustrated because he won't leave me alone.
What is he not letting you alone about?
Yeah, what were you guys talking about? Something about your personal life?
Yes, about my personal life. First of all, he knows my real name because of the stupid ferret, apparently. So that's interesting.
That's
and
bad.
If he saw Bathwack running around, or he saw Kick Jr. running around, I don't know how to, if he saw the wrong dinosaur running around this island, that's kind of a problem too. Just the same as Reed fucking Thorin. What are we going to do with these two civilians who know apparently everything that's going on with our plan?
I'll bet we can shake them.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Maybe
who fucking cares?
Shaking them's the last thing we want to do, because if they do know this information, we should probably keep our eyes on them, you know what I mean?
Right. And so now we have to babysit them for the rest of the time, or we just throw them in the ocean. I was arguing to kill Reed Thorin 20 minutes ago when we were on the cruise ship.
Maybe the Dust Queen is hungry.
Jesus Christ, guys.
I thought you wanted to save him, but I'm cool with that. Let's just toss him to the...
I'm just thinking maybe I need to go get some fish.
Okay, what are we going to do?
That's not very helpful, King Bathwack. I mean, kick. Kick Bathwack.
Kick. What are we going to do with these people once we reach the land?
What if we... You know what? It's coming to me. It's an old circus act we used to do back in the circus. It wasn't my act. It was a couple other guys in the circus. I won't describe the act. I'll just give the idea that the act is inspiring, which is, what if we secretly, individually paid each of them, Reed, Thorin, and Gnar, to spy on, keep an eye on the other and make sure that they don't, you know, get in any trouble or reveal any information to anybody. And we turn them against each other. And then they could, we just set them loose and we just trust that, power of money.
Oh, and then we bet on which one kills with the other one first?
I'm guessing Reed Thorin will kill Gnar. Gnar is very annoying and weak, and Reed Thorin thinks himself a hero, so I think that's what will happen.
I bet it would end up being like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith situation, and it's probably more of an even match.
Well, so I think that's a lovely idea.
Thank you, Rafina.
And I have a thought about it, which is that what if they're both very bad at being spies, and they figure out that they're both being paid by the same people, and then they turn against us.
I'm already against both of them, so I'm ready.
Okay, that's fair.
Why would they turn against us? We helped them both.
Well, they would just stop doing that, and then they would maybe spy on us.
Okay, we don't have to do it in secret. We'll just tell them both. We'll sit them both down. Hey, we're doing this. We're giving you both money. Hold each other accountable. Be friends. Go have side adventures without us.
Can I get maybe a cut of this money, or I can spy on them too?
Shimi, I'm already paying you.
Oh, I know.
Shimi, do you want to leave the group finally? What? Is that what you're offering to do?
No. What? What are you?
That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about you sending these two away.
Oh.
So that they can just kind of take care of each other.
Am I the only one who's not being paid a salary by Will here, by Valencio?
Well, he did pay me to stop farting so much.
Well, you've got that purse that never ends.
What? No. What?
Well, here's what I think. We'll just put a pin in that for later. But what I think is that, you know what they say when you're being chased by a bear?
Exeunt.
What? They...
It's a Mr. and Mrs. Smith situation.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You don't have to run the fastest. Mm. You just have to not be the last. The lastest. Mm. So we just have to run faster than the two of them, and then they will be the ones that get eaten in whatever next fight we have, and then we'll be okay.
Guys, my only real concern is if somehow somebody connected to Juliet Rusher... or Juliet Rusher herself, or some kind of minion scarecrow that she has, gets information from them. These two people are useless, okay? And Bathwack's defending Reed Thorin, but Gnar is just some guy that keeps wanting to talk to me about his ex-boyfriend. So I...
What? His ex-boyfriend?
Yes.
And it's your personal business?
He seems to think it is. So
is what... it?
Is that Shimi?
Mm-hmm.
Is it my business, like his boyfriend? No.
Yeah.
No, it's not my business. But that's why it's annoying.
Roll deception.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Oh, shit, I'm not signed into anything. Whoops.
It's a classic pork fried dice session. Don't need to sign into roll 20
like,
until...
Whoops, we're playing D&D. Here we go. I have really good deception. What'd I roll?
Total of 13.
Not great.
Is anybody else rolling insight?
Well, Rufina was the one that even accused.
Yep.
J'accuse.
Roll deception. So I'm rolling insight. Burpee derpy derp.
Burpee derpy derp.
Burpee derpy derpy. Here it is.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You're clocking me.
Have fun, Abby.
Yay! I got a 21 for the listeners out there.
Go.
Well, you're doing that twitch that you do when you're lying.
Okay, listen to me. I do not twitch when I'm lying. You might have incredibly good insight, young lady. But if I twitched when I lied, I'd be dead 20 years ago. Fine. Yes, it's the same fucking person. I shake my hand at Gnar. He found.
He's standing over by my runabay.
He waves at that.
Oh my god. Yeah. He's obnoxious because he fucking cried about a mutual acquaintance of ours on the boat and got drunk about it and whined about it for a while. And I read his mind and I found out certain things. And
what'd you find out?
I think you can tell by how...
Funereal, during the feast?
Yes, it was. Remember how annoying that was where he just took over? Yeah. Like, it was an actual funereal feast to everyone in that room. And he was just like, wah, wah, my ex-boyfriend. You know what? I've had a
Well, I mean, it wasn't an actual funereal feast to most of the people in the room.
But it should have been. That's what, to anybody who was not in the know, including himself. That's the point. He thought it was a funereal feast, and he overtook it with his stupid feelings about some stupid guy.
Well, it must have been a pretty important guy.
Maybe, but what I'm... Okay, this is... You know what? How about you all tell me about your love lives? How about it? Not you, Shimi. You're too young.
You already know about my pirate that I think I'm married to.
Yes, I do, Rafina. I do. All right, Bathwack, how ugly is your wife? I'm putting my head in my hands like this.
Will is or KT
no,
is?
No, just me. Me, I'm embarrassed. Not Will. This is what he does. He's deflecting.
So what did Will admit that the... What information did we just get from Will?
None, probably.
So, like, this guy at the funeral feast was talking about his ex-boyfriend, and he literally said the name Eldon, and you guys all got a note with the name Eldon on it, and Will is lying badly right now, so you can kind of probably make the connection. And, you know, I like, it's fine that Will is completely flabbergasted in this moment, because he's not somebody who ever talks about his personal stuff, so it's okay that he is... This is not what he lies about in his job. He doesn't lie about his personal life. He lies about other things. So, you know, I think it makes sense that he's just like, whatever. But this is all weird. Everybody's looking at me. And why does this have anything to do with anything except for that there was a floating fucking god on the ship and you all saw it? I don't know. Guys, I am not doing well right now, okay? I'm not used to this. Everyone's just staring at me, and I hate it.
and Shimi looks somewhere else.
Yeah, Shimi. And also, there's a child present, so, you know.
Yeah, like, did you and this Eldon guy get to... What base did you get to?
Shimi.
What?
We don't talk about bases on the first... time that we talk about this.
Oh, what do we talk about?
Oh,
I'm a child.
Their
remember.
First date.
Oh no,
you don't want to get into the... That's complicated, Rafina. Just
it sounds like fun story.
Oh my god!
I think we need to respect Valencio. There's nobody here who cares. Will's.
Let's just throw it all out. You know, the world's ending. Let's focus on my ex-boyfriend and his ex-boyfriend, the same fucking guy that just happens to know us both, and now we're on a goddamn giant eye while the world's ending. Okay, let's focus on this, right? That's what's important. I guess we have nothing else to do. Sure, I dated a guy once. Who, like, is that the biggest news in the world? Is everyone shocked?
You know, yes. Will...
Yes,
I gotta say, Will, I mean, having been there myself in terms of having had a love of my life,
whoa,
and then having lost that love, and then thinking a lot and assuming all the different stories of other loves that my love has had in the years since, I understand why and how it feels like the world is ending for you. I get it. I get why you would feel that way. Because that's big feelings. And it's big histories. And it could feel like your whole life, your heart, it's imploding inside of you. But let's not forget that in a very real and literal way, the world is...
That's what Will's doing.
In danger of it.
Will is just holding his lips so close together.
I just want to put things... I just want to put things in perspective for you. I know it feels really bad, but there are bigger things that we need to worry about.
Oh my god. we'll just pretend that Roscoe's crying.
I think Will, like, so obviously that was what Will was talking about, and Will wants to interject, but I think what he's saying is that, I mean, what he said is, I will say out of character, completely right. I have not shared a lot about this relationship, but that is something that, like, that changed Will's whole world, this whole situation. It's a big deal.
Oh, we can tell.
So I think he shuts his mouth just like I was, like, barely containing, and, like, something in his eyes is just a little sad again, because it is true, and he just kind of, because he realizes that if Roscoe really doesn't, if Roscoe isn't just making a joke and genuinely is like, remember that the world is also ending, he's not going to correct Roscoe. He'll walk over to Gnar.
Wow.
But I hope it takes a while. I hope Gnar's not listening. I hope it's across the whole fucking island football field.
Yeah, the rutabag goes all the way over there. Nice, guys. Oh, no, I was going to suggest we peek inside Will's tent, but that would be an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't do that.
By the way, Bathwick should murder Will for what he said before. How ugly is your wife? You don't even say anything. Bathwick is the nice... Alex is like, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Kick didn't respond to that.
Oh, no, I heard it.
Uh-oh.
Clocked
what
it.
Is what does your face look like?
There's another scratch mark on the back of his shoe.
Yes, I was gonna say, yeah. Bathwick's keeping track.
I think you've said that before. I love it.
Yeah, way back in season one.
It's my favorite.
There's quite a few scratches.
The back of the shield is smooth again.
It's smooth again from all
because of that.
It's been whittled away. Amazing.
Well, I had to restart when I got the waterfall shield.
Yeah. Oh, good. My record was wiped clean.
Clean slate.
Yes.
Now it's only half full now.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what I call forgiveness.
Ooh, wow. Yeah.
So you're walking over to Gnar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he run away?
No.
He, like, doesn't even, like, he's walking over and he has his eyes on the ground because he's not even sure what he's doing.
Okay.
He's not even sure why he's doing this necessarily.
Okay.
And does Gnar say anything first?
No.
Oh, God. This is so embarrassing. Okay. He just, when he finally gets to him, he looks in his eyes and he's just like, I'm sorry. But could we not talk about this anymore? Because this is what these people do whenever they hear anything about me and my life. This is what they do. And I don't like it.
Okay.
Oh, man, you're so nice.
You asked me nicely and you apologize. Thank you.
No, but you're nice all the time. Like, what is that? Will's like, how did Elton go from me to you in any capacity? He doesn't say that out loud, though. Like, he just doesn't understand. He's like, I don't know. He doesn't. It's almost like a threat because he's like, you're nothing like me. Where was this?
Right.
And that's all he said. He's just. Okay.
I don't remember what the last
thing he's, was. Yeah. No, he didn't say much. Uh-huh. Says that's what these people do.
Okay.
Let's not talk about it anymore.
Sure.
But I'm sorry. Also, for your experience.
You don't have to be sorry. It's okay.
Yeah, I know I don't have to be sorry. Just all right. Goodbye.
Should we hang out sometime or
what? While we're on this island? What do you want to do?
Whatever. I don't know.
Is this something you do?
This has never happened to me before.
It's never happened to you before. Cool.
Has it happened to you?
No.
There we go. We're bonding already.
I don't want to bond.
Okay.
Every conversation with you gets more difficult. Please don't. Okay. Also, you know too much. This is an issue.
Is that a threat?
Kind of.
Okay.
Where are you going? Why are you going to Gully's End? Like, why were you?
I didn't really know. I was just kind of getting away from it all.
Isn't that
I've never been there
he
before.
Does anyway? Isn't that what you
fucking... What?
I'm assuming that's what you were doing anyway. Getting away from it all. That's what he always does. Just get away from it all.
He's going somewhere else, so...
Yeah, cool. So you kind of
went
the opposite direction.
Okay, yeah.
This is increasingly uncomfortable. So, yeah, why don't you hang out with that lady? She's really nice. Rufina. She's a nice lady. You'd like to hang out with her.
You weren't pointing on the eye.
This lady right here. You should go get eaten
hang
by
out
this
with
giant.
The island you're floating on. Rufina's doing cartwheels around the tent. She's like one of those wheel spiders in the desert.
They're called tumbleweeds, Abby.
Wheel spiders? No, they're called like
I know.
Wagon wheel or something. Wagon wheel spider?
Uh-huh. I've seen them.
Yeah.
I like the idea that I was getting tumbleweed wrong.
Me too. That's why I said it. Yeah, that's fine. We don't have to talk about it anymore. I told you what I thought you might want to know. I'm sorry if you didn't.
No, I do want to know that. I want to know so much, but I don't want to talk to you because it's real weird. Are you so okay? It hurts? No.
It kind of hurts to talk to you a little bit.
Why?
Because I'm thinking that you're a big part of the reason why he broke up with me.
You don't understand why that doesn't make any sense. So stop saying things like that. What?
What
did he say?
It's less about what he said. It's just about the way he would ever... You were brought up multiple times.
Oh my God.
And
oh my God. In what way? What do you know about me?
Just casually that he... I mean, okay. It was clear that he...
I looked
just
around
know you,
to make
but
sure nobody
you.
Else is coming. Like, what is going to be
the wheels
here?
That Rufina's making around the tent are getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. What did you say?
It was, you know, you were brought up more than once, and it was clear that he knew you, if you know what I, if you catch my drift. And
what are we in the crucible? What the fuck is?
I believe we are. Can you see my face?
Nobody knows that stupid reference.
It's a line from the
Crucible. Can you see my face? So stupid. Fucking line. Anyway, go ahead.
Mr. Hale!
Guys, that was my Crucible. Line. All right. Yes, it was.
We were in the Crucible, guys.
Yes, we were in the Crucible. That's where I first met you.
Oh, now I get it.
That's where we first met.
That's true.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's what sparked it all. Don't talk to me about that. It's uncomfortable.
You wore a strawberry blonde curly wig. It's pretty great. All right. You talked about me. Great. Where is he going?
I think back home.
Home?
Yeah, he lives in Carnivore.
Wait,
he has Carnivore? Like a place in the city. I've
he
never been
lives
there.
In Carnivore? Okay, not like home then.
What do you mean?
The Slivery Isles.
Oh, that's where he like grew up, right?
Yeah, that's where he's from.
Yeah. No, I don't think he... I don't think. I mean, he didn't like give me a...
He just lives in Carnivore now?
Yeah.
He lives there?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't go all over the place? He just lives there?
I mean, he's not often there. I mean, we were kind of all over the place. We weren't together that long.
Okay, I don't want to hear about you. Okay, I'm sorry. It's going to be very hard for me to not say things like that. Which is why you should probably hang out with this lady that's cartwheeling by, okay? She's very interesting.
Hi!
Hi!
Okay. Well, anyway, mm-hmm. You need to... I don't know what to do.
You don't have to do anything.
No, I do need to do something. You can't know what
you
know.
Oh, I know too much. Right, you were vaguely threatening me. I forgot.
Yeah, have you seen that guy? I point at Bathwack Kick.
Sure.
What does he look like?
What do you mean, what does he look like?
What has he looked like?
And
then I'm gonna have to roll a whatever to read whether he's, you know, actually lying or
well,
whatever.
I mean, he seems to be.
He's sitting cross-legged at the edge of the eyeball, trying to fish. He's casting the rod out, and he's trying so hard not to think about what he thinks the Dusk Queen looks
oh
like,
God.
So that he doesn't catch any part of the Dusk Queen.
But that's like trying not to think of a pink elephant.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
But hopefully you're wrong about what she looks like. He seems to have a similar approach to identity that you do.
Great. Okay. All right, listen.
Do you need to kill me?
That's kind of what I was wondering about. It's very funny.
I figured I'd just break the ice
yeah,
and just bring
great.
It up.
Okay, yeah. Do I? Do I need to kill you?
I don't think so.
What's your deal? What do you do? Why are you going to Gully's End? Can you go that way? Can you swim that direction for 2 days?
He turns around. Probably not.
There's no land anywhere.
I mean, I could... Well, there's that boat over there.
What?
And he points. He turns and points. And there's a...
There's a boat?
Way off in the distance.
Oh.
It's not a very big vessel, from what you can tell from this...
Okay.
This distance. But you see there's a lot of color on it.
Mm.
That's about all you can tell from this distance.
You said it looks like it's a smallish vessel, or we can't tell its size because it's so far away.
From this distance, you don't think it's very large.
And it's colorful?
Yeah.
We also have no idea how far away it is.
Mm-hmm. Because we don't know how long a knot is.
But if you watch it and track it a little bit, it looks like it maybe is either intentionally or unintentionally moving to intercept your course.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Maybe I can hitch a ride with them.
Oh, God, Gnar. I don't like you, but I get why that's my problem, okay? So just forgive me. And the talk about killing you for multiple reasons. But it's very
Roscoe's head pops out of a rutabaga window. He's like, hey, the situation is that we don't want you to go away with anybody else because we don't know what you're going to tell them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I got in through the roof hole. And I've been listening to the whole conversation. No, not the whole thing. I just got here. Anyway, do you want to try some mustard, Noah?
Sure. He puts his hand up. Blocking his... I can't do that while I'm on the microphone. He puts his hand up, blocking his mouth from Roscoe, and says to Will, should I try some?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Roscoe's got two, like, sample spoons that he's sticking out the window.
Like Baskin Robbins or something.
Yeah. Cold soda creamery.
One for Gnar and one for... Valencia.
I thought they were both for Gnar, and I'm like waiting for Gnar to take it, and then I look at it and I'm like, ah.
I was thinking it was like one of those like adhesives where you have to take the two materials and mix them together and some sort of a reaction
and then
happens.
It's a real nice mustard then.
I was picturing the wooden spoons that come with those little ice creams. They're totally flat.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes my teeth hurt.
Yes, it's weird, right? To lick that wood. Disgusting. You know what I'm saying, Gnar? High five.
If it helps, Valencio, I'll make the spoon into a vicious mockery insult. Oh, vroom, vroom, you suck. I'm mocking you. Oh, open up for the vicious mockery.
I snatch the spoon. Like that, like when it's right close to my face. And I look at Gnar. Is he eating his mustard?
He takes a cautious lick, watches you.
Ew, he's licking and watching me?
It's not suggestive.
Well, that definitely
fucking
is.
Fucking pervert.
Fucking pervert.
He's licking a spoon and looking into my eyes.
I mean, it's a wood flat thing.
I don't think it was a wood flat thing. First, it was just a spoon. He has mustard spoons. He said,
I think it seems like a note, like a look, like commiserating about, wow, Roscoe's weird, right?
I think it's more like he's making sure it's okay to eat this mustard.
Oh.
He's like, are you going to stop me with his eyes?
And then I just shrug and I eat it.
Yeah. That's some mustard for sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Roscoe.
That's one type of mustard. Now try this one, which has a little bit more mustard.
And it's a slightly larger sample of the same.
Amazing.
Oh, is it a slightly larger spoon? Or is it the same size spoon?
No, yeah.
It's a smaller spoon with the same amount. But it looks like it's more.
No.
That's he's cutting corners
now.
Because they're... Oh.
I'm sorry. Sorry that it cut out. Sorry, guys.
What cut out? Which part?
It was like everybody did. We couldn't hear anybody for a second.
Oh,
that was weird.
Funny.
Abby, you were saying it's a smaller spoon with the same... I think you were going to say the same size mustard dollop.
It's a smaller spoon with the same amount, but it's an optical illusion.
Yeah. That's what they say
very
to
clever,
help you
Roscoe.
Okay.
Not to waste your mustard.
Yeah. That's some more mustard.
Rafina cartwheels to a stop at the rutabago.
Are you dizzy?
Okay. Anyone want to do some jazzercise with me? We got to keep our land legs up to snuff here. We've spent a long time on the water, almost 24 hours.
What is jazzercise? It sounds fun.
It is so fun.
Guys, jazzercise is fun.
I'm reading the room. It's feeling a little tense.
Why do you keep calling this eye a room, everyone?
Will, what conclusion have you come to about this gentleman here?
I don't think it's safe for me to make that decision, Rafina. I think I've become more self-aware in the past few weeks. But also, let's not kill him. But also, maybe we have to. I look at him again, just right in front of him. We're just having this conversation. He's just, look at him. He's like a blank slate. He's just like, hello, I'm nice and there's nothing else to me or something.
I have a feeling that it will not bode well for you with any past or future relationships if you kill this person. I'm just saying.
Why not? Who says I want to have any past or future relationships, Rafina?
Because you're not in control of that. I'm in relationship with you and you never wanted that. Ha!
Yeah, guys, true. I think the one future relationship that we should really be seriously considering is, you know, our relationship with that boat that's coming toward us.
Right.
Bath time for kick. How do you know that boat isn't surveilling us?
Oh, it might be.
What do you think we should do?
Let's figure out who they are.
Do you want me to sink them?
Not yet.
Can you tell if they're...
I vote for this being a scene between Dusk Queen and Bathwack.
Yeah.
Because I don't want anything to do with this slow-talking motherfucker. Also, Alex has gotten away with not talking.
Should I wait for your signal?
Yes. Maybe they're friends.
Okay. What is the signal?
You'll see a bright light.
Okay.
Kick, what are you talking about?
She sees the sun. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know.
every ship that comes close, just uh-huh. smash. We're like, we see something. No, never mind. I don't see. like barely on the horizon, just a limb comes up out of the water.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dusk Queen, do you know have you seen this ship before?
I cannot see this ship.
Man, I asked a yes, no question. Okay, so you can't see it.
No.
So... okay. Go back to talking to Kick.
I think we have determined what we need to determine at this time.
I want to find out where this thing is talking from. If it's just an eye, I want to know where this voice is. Is it in our head? Is this voice in our head? Will starts walking around trying to find a mouth.
Give me an investigation check.
Wow. It's a cruise. It's not cruising. Mm. Walking around looking for a mouth.
Woo! 17.
All right. You look around. You're assuming it's not in the eye itself, so there's not many places to check. You scrounge around in the scrubby bushes for a little bit, and you find a mouth.
Oh my god, okay.
It's like about the size of like a human head.
What the heck?
To pick the creepiest thing to compare the size of a mouth to, apparently.
So the bushes are actually facial hair.
Yeah, like it's a mustache or something?
Yeah, kind of.
Really? Wait, so, but it's a human head sized mouth and there's bush. Okay. Ah! Are there teeth?
The mouth is closed currently. The
mouth is closed.
Are there
apparently
lips?
She's not a mouth breather. Yeah.
Oh, what kind of lip? Like, is it the same material as the rest of the island?
It looks like a human mouth.
Human mouth?
What the? Wait. But the mouth is the size of a human head.
Yeah, or a coconut.
If I was scrounging around in the bushes, I feel like I see the mouth, I like do this, and then I like, you see Will just stand up from the bushes and look around to see if anyone is nearby so we can share this new information. Is anyone nearby?
Shimi's there.
Shimi.
What?
Look at this.
Oh, what the fuck?
Exactly.
All right. I guess it's not any weirder than the current situation.
It's a relatively tiny mouth.
Yeah. Right. And it's a relatively large eye.
What the fuck is this thing?
Oh, no, I don't know. I've never seen anything like this before.
I think this is evidence for my theory that the body is just a regular sized person.
For real. Yeah, you seem very calm about this. Well,
I mean, what am I supposed to do? Jump off?
Inside, I'm kind of freaking out.
Yeah, it's
and now there's a boat coming, so maybe we can get on that boat.
All right. Maybe we could take it by force.
Yeah, look, is it tiny?
Have you ever commandeered a ship?
No. I don't think so. Wait, did we? Did we do that in the cave?
Did I?
No, yeah, you kind of did. You steered that.
Oh yeah,
the houseboat. Yeah, we did.
I'm a pirate.
Yeah,
I'm
you
more
are.
Of a pirate than you are.
Yeah, yes,
that's right.
For sure.
With even an eye patch, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah. Do you have an eye? We should have an eye patch.
Should.
Do you have one?
I thought you said it looked kind of cool.
You do, but you know what's cool also to have an eye patch.
Hmm.
You could have all kinds of different designs. Anyway, let's find a mouth patch for this thing and put it on that so we don't have to look at that anymore.
Jesus. What's wrong
with my
mouth?
Okay, how is it moving when you do that? Like, what is...
It's like a human mouth.
It's a human mouth with teeth?
Yeah.
What are you?
You've asked me that before... It was embarrassing enough the first time to say I don't know.
I think it's pretty... Hey, you're very unique. We've never seen anything like you. Unique.
Roll deception.
Yeah, it is. I guess it's deception. Oh, shit. 26. Oh yeah.
Oh, thank
You're
goodness.
Super unique. You know how you know it's like a rare gemstone. I was just trying to find out what you are because I want to be able to tell everybody what you are.
Or sell you. I want to be able to sell you. Yeah. Or sell tickets for people to gawk at you.
That's a great honor for where I come from. Like, yeah, I want to just be able to tell everybody who I've met and how would I describe you other than you have a big eye? What do you have underneath? What's below the surface? I say kind of nervously, but still trying to ride on that deception roll.
That doesn't seem like a polite question.
It doesn't? Why not?
What do you have beneath
Oh, I'm just boring and human, like a lot of other humans on this island.
But be specific.
Do you mean under my clothes, under my skin, under my torso? What do you want to know?
The works.
The works.
The works.
I look at Shimi, like just slowly look at Shimi, like I.
Under my clothes, I've got. I have two nipples, a belly button. I've got a couple chest hairs. Oh, I've got this nice little patch of hair running down south of my belly button. I've got...
All right, Shimi, that's enough.
Oh, all right.
We don't need to know about... There's something that humans have that's like genitalia. It's kind of private situation. I'm not asking about your genitalia, Dust Queen. I'm asking just kind of like what's the shape of the situation? Just because I want to be able to describe the magnificence that we've encountered.
Maybe it would be fun to have all of you draw what you imagined.
I love that. Actually, you know, I love that. I love it.
Look like underwater.
Does she really say that?
Sure.
Okay. Well.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.